Which matters more to you, being right or being effective? Welcome to Leadership Without Losing Your Soul, a podcast helping human-centered leaders master communication to accelerate your team's performance, reduce stress, and build a career with the respect and influence you deserve. I'm your host, David Dye, president of Let's Grow Leaders. Hey, glad you're here. In this episode, you are going to get one mindset shift that will immediately improve all your communication, your influence, effectiveness, help your team solve problems more quickly, and get you better ideas from your team. I know that's a big promise for one mindset shift, but it's a promise I can make because I've lived it. If you'd been with me early in my career, right out of grad school, you would have seen I was pretty frustrated. My first job out of graduate school was teaching, and I had a class of students who consistently came to class. They participated, engaged with the material. They worked to learn the subject matter, but when it came time for them to take their tests and display what they had learned, they were constantly struggling to do better than an F or sometimes a D. And I had a team, and we were working together, and we'd work over our review sessions. We'd make sure the students weren't missing any content, but nothing we did worked. It didn't matter what we did. The class as a whole didn't improve. And it was the entire class, not just a couple of students. So naturally, I'm getting concerned about my effectiveness as a teacher. And I began experimenting with some different instructional techniques, different ways of doing the review. And with one of those experiments, I discovered my students' performance improved overnight. In literally just a few days, it went from F's and D's to B's and even a few A's. As it turned out, this particular group of students, for whatever reason, learned better through a technique that was something called guided writing than anything else. That worked better for them than anything. The students didn't know this. It wasn't something that they knew, and I didn't know it, but my team and I, we discovered it through trial and error. And what I remember most about this incident, though, is the response from one of my team members, another teacher who worked with these students. When I shared my discovery with her and the team, she said, "Hey, I'm covering the right material. My instructional methods are sound. The students need to take responsibility for their own learning. I don't see any reason to change." Now, she was right, and I put right in quotes here, because she was right insofar as, yes, her instructional methods were good. Nobody would argue they weren't. They were proven in other environments. And of course, students ultimately do need to take responsibility for their own learning. What bothered me, though, was that she was consciously choosing being right, again in quotes, over being effective. What she was doing, what we were doing as a team, didn't work. Why on earth would we keep doing it? One problem when a leader is always right is that you lose your influence. I never did succeed in persuading my colleague there to change her teaching methods. I was young, and I was making the same mistake that she was with the students. I dug in, confident in my rightness, and kept pointing out how she was wrong. And no surprise, that didn't work. I was focused on being right myself rather than being effective. And that's the critical leadership mindset shift that will help you be a far more effective leader. Choose effective over right. Why? Well, convincing someone that you're right and they're wrong almost never changes their behavior. I would encourage you to think about it. When was the last time someone convincing you that they were right and you were wrong changed your behavior? Unless you are a pretty evolved human being, that probably hasn't happened in a while. People are stubborn. Or you can go the other way. When was the last time it worked for you? Because we're stubborn, we cling to our misconceptions because they're our misconceptions. And that kind of mental shift is challenging. And I can come up with more examples. One of my favorite of these, and I share this with clients periodically, but and I laugh about it now. But one time I was at Denver International Airport. There's a Chinese takeout on the C terminal and good food. And I sat there, well, stood there stubbornly arguing with the cashier for like 20 minutes because they wouldn't give me extra vegetables. I said, "Look, give me the spicy chicken dish. I will pay for the extra vegetables." But they insisted it couldn't be done. But I knew it could be done. They'd done it before multiple times. And so there I was, dug in. Now, Karen, if you're new to the show, Karen Hurt, my wife and partner, co-author, she was there. She was able to talk some sense to me. She said, David, you're right, and we're going to miss our flight. Just order the chicken and a vegetable dish and mix them together. Now that was being effective. Effective or right? Another danger when you're always right as a leader is that you don't get what you need from your team. When you're always right or just act like you are, your team will quickly stop sharing ideas and they'll sink into minimal performance. And I've done this too, so I'm speaking from experience here. Sometimes early in my career, I would think through an idea and I would have it so well rehearsed, thought through, all the benefits, everything else, that it overwhelmed any questions, overwhelmed anybody asking what was going on. And so the team would just kind of shut down. They're like, yeah, David, well, you clearly must be smart. You've thought about it. What do we have to add? If you want to be influential, it requires more than just being right as a leader. Your goal, your job, what it means to be effective is to achieve the results that only your team can achieve. Maybe that's increasing revenue, maybe growing your team's capacity, changing the world. Whatever work you're doing, it's vital that you keep those goals in front of you and regularly ask yourself, what is it that you really want? Because asking what it is that you really want, what you're really going for, is an antidote to always being right. As soon as you ask yourself that question, well, what am I really trying to achieve here? You're probably not trying to achieve, have everyone label you as the most right person they've ever met. No, there's outcomes you want to achieve. There's work you're trying to do. There's ways you're trying to serve your customer, products you're trying to develop, the world that you're trying to change depending on your work, constituents' needs that you're trying to meet. I meet so many new leaders and even many experienced leaders who get stuck because they can't see past their own rightness and do the things that will help them to be effective and achieve the results thereafter. All right, a couple more examples. Maybe these will sound familiar. Again, I have lived all of these. So if one of these rings true and it makes you cringe, you're in good company. How about this? Why should I have to tell them again? I said it once. Well, yeah, you did. But maybe that was 3 months ago. People have tons of different priorities competing for their attention. So if it's truly critical, it's going to require multiple repetitions and multiple forms. That's why we recommend 5x5 communication, communicating those key messages 5 times, 5 different channels. Or maybe you've ever heard a leader say this, or maybe you've thought it. Why should I encourage them or thank them? They're just doing their job. Yeah, they are. You're right. And people are more engaged when they feel appreciated, when they're seen as a human being and not just the task that they do. Or here's another example. Why should I hear opposing viewpoints? I'm an expert in the subject. I've looked at all the other options. And again, yes, maybe, not necessarily, maybe you're right. Maybe you are an expert in the subject. And you have looked at so many other options. And maybe your analysis was totally thorough. But if you want to ensure that you make the best decision and have your team own and be committed to the idea, you need to hear their voices too. Besides, you can also be surprised by someone else's perspective. None of us has a corner on the truth. It takes courage and humility to look honestly at what you're doing and then ruthlessly assess whether or not it's working. But it's something that the best leaders do regularly. So, if you want to achieve results and have more influence, look for those places where you might be clinging to being right. And see if you can't let that go for a moment and choose to be effective. And I'd invite you to start that mindset shift today. And if you'd like a tool to help you make that transition as well as to build better teams, I am super excited if you were with us last episode, mentioned it there, to let you know about this new system that we've put together to help you accelerate your team's performance, reduce drama, increase collaboration, get everybody working better together. I know we've got a number of listeners who are actively using this, and I want to make it available to you, again, with a thank you for being a listener. So this is called the Synergy Stack System, and you can use it to quickly help your team invest and build 4 critical dimensions of performance. and specifically, super practically, get down to the habits that are going to make the biggest difference for them. And what I think for leaders and listeners here is, best of all, you don't have to do instruction here. The system does it for you. It's that powerful. And so what is the system I'm talking about? Well, it starts with a deck of 55 cards that include 48 specific habits related to being a high-performing team. Very specific, very practical. Back to, it's got we have a powerful online resource center, dozens of step-by-step activity guides that you can use. They walk you through exactly how to run the activities that will help your team become stronger, energize your meetings, and solve some of those thornier problems. And I could go on and on. There's a huge multimedia library, all kinds of resources there to help you. But if you're listening to the show, I've got a special offer for you that's only available here. Use discount code SOUL, S-O-U-L, and you get a 20% discount on your order. You can learn more and order at letsgrowleaders.com/team-development-synergy-stack. If you go to Let's Grow Leaders and type in Synergy Stack, you'll find it. So that's it for this episode. And if you enjoyed this episode, please make sure you subscribe. Don't want you to miss any of these practical communication skills to help you accelerate your team's performance, reduce stress, and build a career with the respect and influence you deserve. As you're heading out to choose being effective, what are the results you're really trying to achieve over being right? I want to say thank you, as always, to our producer and sound engineer, Brooke Bradford, over at Sheep and Space Digital Business Services, and Laura at Bruck Marketing for their work on this episode. Until next time, be the leader you'd want your boss to be.
New year, new me. Cute. But how about new year, new money? With Experian, you can actually take control of your finances, check your FICO score, find ways to save, and get matched with credit card offers, giving you time to power through those new year's goals you know you're going to crush. Start the year off right. Download the Experian app. Based on FICO score 8 model, offers and approval not guaranteed. Eligibility requirements and terms apply. Subject to credit check, which may impact your credit scores. Offers not available in all states. See Experian.com for details. Experian.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.